A successful Christmas break begins with the right expectations. What do I expect to get out of this break as far as my parenting is concerned?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Christmas has passed. The house is full of new toys, and yet the kids are seemingly bored, or the kids are bored at the house. How does that happen?
I think the key word is the house is full. How did this house get so full? Everybody's home all the time. New stuff is everywhere. Kids are everywhere, lying everywhere. They're just absolutely bored to tears and poking each other. And when I'm bored to tears, my greatest toy is my younger siblings. Absolutely them crazy. It's almost like they're my new remote control. It's why don't you get me this? Get me that. And the little pleaser child begins actually getting stuff for their older siblings and then starts crying because he said if I got that, he'd play with my toy and he didn't do it, and tears and all these things. And we absolutely lost our purpose.
So it does happen in all houses.
It happens in every house. So getting a handle on this time begins with, and this is the hard part here, a staff meeting. It begins with a leadership staff meeting. For the single mom, it begins with a plan. Okay, I can't do this anymore. I pick them up from wherever after work, and I come home, and they're crazy the minute they hit this house. And so I've got to decide. But for the two-parent home, I think it begins with a staff meeting. And as we have said many, many times, as far as parenting and discipline and expectations, we always marry someone with different expectations. Yes. It's always the case. A disciplinary parent always marries a non-disciplinary parent. You add components to that of guilt in one parent's life, not guilt in the other parent's life. It's amazing. I watched my dad. My dad raised us after my mom died, and we could guilt him into anything to a point, and then he would lose it.
Wow.
But, you know, he felt bad for us, and this happened to these boys, and almost, you know, I almost feel like he felt he played a part in my mom dying of cancer or something if he'd only done something different to rescue her. But there's always that in a man. But we have to sit down and we have to decide what are our expectations. If we don't set expectations, our kids will never meet our expectations. It's always amazing at Sheridan House. We have five children's homes. It's always amazing at Sheridan House to watch a parent of one of the children come to pick them up on Fridays and see how immaculate the house is, how immaculate the bedrooms are, immaculate the kitchen, and sometimes they'll even say, who cleans this? And alluding to the fact you have a cleaning crew. And we'll say, well, there's 8 to 10 kids in a house and your kids clean it. They get up every morning, they have stuff to do, they go after it, they clean the house. And as a matter of fact, mom, your son has this kitchen, and the kitchens are spotless. They're huge and spotless. They're 7,000 square foot homes. And it's absolutely unbelievable the job that these kids do on these homes. But what happens is the parent realizes, okay, they are able. My expectations have been too low. And what do you have to do? Do you put electronic chargers on their heads that you zap if they don't do it? What do you have to do?
Do you inflict pain?
No, we don't. But we do have consequences. Right. We have the expectation you're going to get out of bed in the morning. We have the expectation you're going to hit the ground. And there's three little boys to a room. And one of those little boys has the responsibility of cleaning that room. After every other boy's made his bed, clean the room. The other two go off to the kitchen and start to finish, make it happen. Mom cooks the meal, but then instructs those two little boys actually wash the dishes for 10 plus two, the house parents. So for 12 kids, 12 people every morning, and they do it and they get it. And when they realize there's no options, they really get it. We have dumbed down parenting. This concept of vacation rather than break. The whole summer break was not a summer vacation. It was send the kids home to help them do the farm, the whole summer break. And so we have to decide we can do this, we can teach this, we can make this happen. But it starts with a staff meeting.
I think sometimes parents get a little bit kind of guilty, sort of, they work so hard throughout the year. Just let them
You
have-
don't? You don't work hard?
I know, but we're the adults. It's like, you know, at least give them their childhood and they can have that lazy week. And okay, I work hard, but you know, I'm the parent.
They have a really great life and we don't see it. Let's take a mental trip to Haiti for a minute and see the other people's lives. Our children have a really great life, and they come home from school and we take them to soccer to play soccer. We take them to basketball to play basketball or football or whatever it is. Yes, they work hard and probably we push them a little harder than we should, but it's to play soccer. Then they come and they have to play their Wii game or whatever game it is that they have.
It's
suffering. Oh, yes, it's painful in that torture rack with the Wii wand as they're playing. No, they have a really great life. And what we're not realizing, no, we don't want to rob them of childhood, but we do want to prepare them for adulthood. It's an amazing shock for a young woman to get married and then all of a sudden get pregnant and realize, wow, this is a knee jerk. It's a real shock for a young woman who's been alone and just done her own thing to get married and marry a man who has kids and do that whole process of all of a sudden my life has radically changed.
Yes.
It's a privilege, it's an honor, but it's a shock. The children for thousands of years up until recently, when I had my Christmas break, what that meant for me growing up was, wow, I had a little more time to do my newspaper route. And wow, the newspapers got thicker, I remember, because of the advertisements in the newspaper route. Mm-hmm. And wow, I didn't have to do it before school. I had a little more time. I wasn't out there at 4 a.m. And I grew up in the home of an extremely wealthy man and still had a newspaper route because he got it. He understood it. And so I think with our kids, what happens is I get bored because you haven't given me anything to do, but I've let you feel you can't give me anything to do. This is my vacation. No, this is your break. It's not even good for them to have nothing to do because it causes them to be poking each other. It causes nobody to get along. It causes me subliminally to feel like a loser. I do have nothing to do. I'm not producing anything. And so we really want to help. I do remember in college, we left the dorm in college to go away for Christmas break. And one of the guys in our dorm was from Korea, and the first year he had no place to go, and because no one realized it, no one invited him. He stayed there and studied for the next semester, which blew us away. Some of us came back early. When I came back early, this man was still there. This young man was still there, and he was studying, and he got ahead. Well, ironically, he's a surgeon today somewhere because he got it. He understood this isn't a vacation. This is just a break where I can catch up on things. I want to help my children get along. I want to help my children be part of family. I want to help my children help us during this break. So we've got to have a staff meeting and we've got to decide as a couple, you and me, let's say, what is realistic, what needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it probably isn't now that we're 1 week out from school. It probably isn't sleep till noon and get up bored. No, you don't have to get up at 6, but we do have to set a time because we're going to have breakfast as a family. I think we have to have that meeting.
And you don't think it's too late either, because it is at this time, there's about, what, 3 days left, 3-4 days left?
There's almost a week left before they go back to school. And so I think right now we have the meeting Monday night and say, hey, kids, we had the great break and kind of did nothing, but we're getting in gear. And there are some things that need to take place. The house is a disaster from Christmas. And so there are some things that need to take place, but there's also some things we want to do. And so I think first we have our staff meeting, and then we have a company-wide meeting at the dinner table. I'd make it fun. If you can afford a pizza, get a pizza and a company-wide meeting. But the staff meeting begins with, what do we want to do here? What do we want to accomplish here? Let's get a little bit back in routine. And one of the things is, what are we going to have everybody get up and be lenient on that? You know, whether it's 8 or 9 o'clock, you choose your time, and breakfast is on the table, and make the breakfast, do the breakfast, sit and read. I think this is when you have a little bit more of an extended devotions time. And I think you also decide what chore does each child need to do as we get this house back in order. Decide what you're going to accomplish and decide what is leisure time to for them to do whatever. But I think this is also when we do a hobby. I think this is also when we get ready for New Year's Eve and the fun party we're going to have as a family New Year's Eve. And what's the theme for the party or whatever it is. But we've got to get family back rather than have everybody sit on top of each other and nobody get along.
And annoy each other, because the fighting keeps going too.
Absolutely.
There are simple things that you can do if you spent everything on Christmas. You could play with your Christmas toys. But also simple things like we go to the park a lot. Doesn't cost a cent. Park the car and just play some kind of silly game. We played touch football for Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Of course, there's 6 of us, so we had nice teams of 3.
Yes,
right,
yes,
we had an
yes.
entire team.
Yes.
But, you know, you can invite some cousins, even neighbors, and try to get to know, hey, you know what, let's just go for 1 hour.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be very long, but those are just some things to entertain them. But like you say, we can also have them clean up the house a little bit, even though they're going to be complaining about
it. Oh, they should have a chore every day. We're going to assign tests. We're going to take on, and there might be a house project you need to do.
They think it's punishment.
Yes, they do. But so, kids, do you think I'm mom? Do you think I'm punished every day for doing all these things that I have to do?
Yeah, but you're mom.
Yeah, well, we're all here right now. I'll go back to being mom during the year. Right now, we are a team to get this done. I think you can also do some very, what they will think is mundane things, such as set up a table and do a 200 or 300 piece puzzle, and make that a project. No one has to do it, but all of a sudden, if the parents get involved in it and go after it, and all of a sudden there's one child there, and motivate one child to get there with you, and some popcorn. Nope, sorry, popcorn's only for the puzzle people, or whatever it is you're going to do, and work on this puzzle and have a project, and then glue that puzzle on a piece of poster board every year. Every year, that was last year's puzzle. Get some of that roll-on or spray-on glue, slide it over. The puzzle falls apart every year that we do that anyway. It's hilarious, and you have to put the pieces back together, glue it down. Everybody that worked on it signs it on the bottom of the poster board, and then put it away. Bring it out next year as you're working on this year's. And every year, a different person gets to pick the puzzle. It's a theme puzzle. One of the puzzles we picked one year actually was a drama puzzle that had a little book you read with it, and you couldn't solve the crime until you had the puzzle together. The final clue to the crime in the little pamphlet, it was a quick book, was in the puzzle. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And all along the way, we're trying to figure out who could solve this crime that took place in a dentist's office. It was absolutely hilarious.
That's the competitive nature of your family.
Yes, it was great. And it was so much fun. But I think we've got to sit down and we've got to decide this is what we're doing. And we've also got to decide what the consequences are for not getting your chore done, what the consequences are for poking, what the consequences are for annoying or whatever. And that's the staff meeting, and get us both on the same page. Because if we're not on the same page, the kids will beat us down. The kids will just win. Daddy said, or whatever. We've got to decide that we're on the same page so we can go in together as this machine in motion to make it happen. And then we have the pizza party or the whatever party where we sit down and say, okay, it's beginning of the week. We've decided for the remaining 3 or 4 or 5 days, this is what we're doing. Enough sleeping in. Everybody's caught up on their sleep, their stuff. We're going to get up at a certain time. We're going to do the whatever devotions around the table. But then we're going to go do our chores. When the last chore is done, we're going to go to the park, or we're going to see if we have enough money to go to the zoo, or we're going to, whatever it is we're going to do, we're going to go visit somebody. We're going to get away from our electronics, out from under the computer screens, the Wii's, the whatever, and we're going. And we're going to budget that electronic time this week so nobody becomes a vegetable in front of it. We're going to bring it on. This has to start with a staff meeting, and when you then present it to the children in the corporate meeting around a pizza, expect no cheering. I want to say that again. Expect no cheering. But they will be learning. And you know what? Some semblance of order, Mom. We just need some semblance of order. We'll be glad we did. And when you give me the job of doing the laundry, and you give somebody else the job of doing the whatever, and we all have the job of making our beds, then you have an opportunity to cheer and say, this is awesome. Thank you for doing this. And you have the job of teaching me how to fold it properly. This is awesome. And all of a sudden, when one of the children, and you have to encourage them, jumps in and because you said, go help him fold. Just help him fold. That'll be awesome
but
if you help him fold.
But it's not my job.
It's not your job. So it's called the extra mile. Remember Tuesday we did the thing on carrying the Romans thing, extra mile. And maybe he'll put your name on the extra mile chart. I know I will. So go help him. And when he goes and he goes over and he's got a bad mood about him as he's going over, cheer. We have to get a corporate plan. Then we have to tell it to the corporation. We can't expect the corporation to cheer, but we can cheer for them as we see them doing what they need to do. Don't waste this week. And don't spend this week yelling and screaming. And don't spend this week wondering, why is everybody out of control? They're out of control because there are no boundaries on the field. When there are no boundaries on the field, I will run out of bounds all the time. Take this Christmas week back.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the resources available there, even give a financial gift to help the ministry out, you can do so tax deductible before the end of the year, and you can do that through the website at shfm.org. If you want to hear this broadcast again, to encourage you again, or to share it with a friend, or read the corresponding blog, you can find that online at parentingtoday.org. There's lots of resources there as well. As you see issues coming up in your house, you can find so many other broadcasts and blogs found online at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Wednesday edition of Parenting Today.